We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What can you say about the allegations against one of your players, the charges that just dropped?
Actually, due to the fact that it's an ongoing criminal investigation, we've been advised it's in our best interest to not have any comment right now. We made an organizational statement. We all stand by the organizational statement that was put out at this time.
Clint Archer just told us that you guys did address the team about this. Just what is sort of your message as far as, I mean, it's obviously on their mind. It's something they're going to be thinking about today.
Yeah, and you know, that's always the fine line. What I share with the team is not what I share with the public. But we talked about a lot of different emotions probably were stirred up today in a lot of different places. And how do we connect and support our way through those emotions? How do we continue to find ways to improve and hold ourselves to a high standard on and off the field, and what can we do from an organizational standpoint to help with any questions, any thoughts? We need to communicate together. We've got season left to play, and there'll be seasons left to play for a lot of those men out there, a lot of people that are connected. That, you know, I think at the end of the day, the fact that we've gone through the storm together, and now how are we going to get on the other side of it together?
Thank you. From baseball perspective, with Gonzalez playing center field, what made you decide to go that way today?
Marte's not available. Pablo Reyes is with his wife. They just had the birth of a child. He'll be gone all series. And in our estimation, from an organization standpoint, he was our third best option to run out there. Reynolds isn't playing today. Reynolds is getting a day off, a much-needed day off. So that being said, the elimination of those other three guys, Gonzalez is the fourth seed. He's played outfield previously. Hasn't played any this year. He's got some defensive skills. We're going to go see how they line up in center field tonight.
Does that move Keone into closer role?
Keone's got it's got major league experience in closing for sure. And as we've, you know, used him in the past, there's been times when the bulk of their lineup, maybe the highest leverage part of the lineup could be in the eighth inning. And then he may handle that part, and we look to some combination of the other three guys that have handled most of the late inning leverage situations to follow up. But Keone and I had a brief conversation. We're going to talk a little bit more because he's done it, and he's done it well.
Clint, how are Bell and Stallings? Any update on their situations?
I don't expect to see him back. Marte's still going to go out and hit a little. The hitting thing's just been complicated with the wrist sprain. Stallings, with a back sprain, it complicates catching or spasms. I just saw him in the training room earlier. I don't see any immediate return to play. And with Bell, I don't see an immediate return to play either. Those three guys you probably won't see tonight for sure.
Short bench part of the thought process in claiming the field the other day?
Yeah, we actually added Elmore as well. Jake Elmore. They both play a variety of positions. And you know, hit Brault off the bench, which I'll have an argument with you if you tell me he wasn't one of our better options. His numbers speak for himself off the bench. However, you know, that's Steve. We need some backup. We need some depth. We got a couple other guys that are working through things that don't want you to know they're working through things that are still posting up and playing. But we got three guys that aren't available to play. So that definitely getting Corbin who we just saw. His AAA numbers speak for themselves. He's got some major league experience and some versatility. And then with Jake, he had a big season. It's really odd and unique to call a guy 2 weeks into the season after his season. But again, I think he made a good decision. If you get called and say, hey, would you like to join us for the last 12 games at major league level? He signed up.
We talked before about how the manager role, you have to be a little bit of a psychiatrist sometimes. This has been, by any measure, an extraordinarily difficult week for this franchise. Where do you tap into to figure out how to respond and how to handle guys and how to handle things, everything around you when this goes on?
You use your experience. I've had a lot of experience in run differential off the pitching mound in Colorado. No, it's the truth.
Yeah.
And where guys can go out there and give everything they got and have some really rough results. And you deal with that individual basis. You know, we could never get to the right side of the bullpen. We had three starters get clipped early. You talked to them, but honest self-evaluation, what worked, what didn't work? Did you fall in any traps, any patterns? You pull out of that from a pitching stand. The other aspect that comes with it, the challenges that we've had within the clubhouse, you know, I've had some experience in some of them. And then you call on mentors that maybe have had some experience. I've got a group of men and women that I can make calls to that within the five of them have probably experienced about everything there is experience from a point of leadership. And today it was very important that I got with a couple key guys early and decided how we wanted to work together to connect, because I wanted to make sure they had every opportunity to be heard, any questions and thoughts, and then find out if there are ways that we can improve and do better, any thoughts and questions, and that I shared some other things with them, and some players shared some special things as well. So I think you continue to connect. You continue to look each other in the eye and say, we need to get better. We need to improve. We need to be pros. We talked about professional maturity and respect and a lot of different topics out there, but most of them honed in on those areas of character and what we do next is important as well. It's the most important thing now, because what's behind us is behind us. What happened this morning, we're in the afternoon now, and we still have to find ways to go out and play a baseball game tonight. That's meaningful to a lot of people. It's meaningful to them. So, you know, it's part, yeah, you're the manager, and it's part you're the father, and it's part you're the grandfather. And then you have to be transparent with them as well, you know, that life can be hard. Sport can be hard. You can get your heart broken in a lot of different spots.
Normally you would have had, like in last year, you would have had guys like Surdy, Jama, who are kind of those guys the other guys look to. You don't have that. You haven't had them even earlier in the year. They weren't around much because they were injured. Is there enough of that out there, or is that kind of developing? Is this kind of the crucible that develops some of that?
You take me back to 8th grade chemistry.
That's what I was hoping.
The Crucible.
I was thinking the article.
There's a book out, The Crucible. There's a movie. There. You know what? I've said it before to most of you in this room. You're prepared for your future through your past if you've paid attention. We got men out there that are being prepared for their future through the past and through now, and they are paying attention. So I believe we've got some strong leadership emerging out there, and some of it even stood up today. So we're growing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.